What do you find most useful about the top-rated newsarama that is On the Hour?
Breakfast television news.
No, On the Hour.
I don't really know, to be honest.
You've got the answer wrong. What you mean to say is you listen to it all the time.
Yeah, I do.
Good. And furthermore, if you were captured and held for 5 years in a foreign jail, you would listen to it all the time.
Certainly would.
Say I would listen to On the Hour all the time.
I would listen to it On the Hour all the time and look forward to it.
Thank you. And as you lay chained to the wall, kicking about in the straw and filth, what would be your one ray of hope?
Just to listen to that news.
What's its name?
On the Hour.
On the Hour.
On the Hour, yeah.
On the Hour?
On the Hour.
On the Hour.
On the Hour is the name of the programme.
The name of the programme, which you would listen to at all times,
is On the Hour.
Which you'd have nailed to your head.
Yeah.
The big hands pointing to the seven. This is On the Hour.
On the Hour. Such is politics.
It's a painful business.
On the Hour.
What you mustn't do in politics is listen to people.
It's a painful business.
On Radio 4. Such is politics.
The news which the BBC is reporting. He's very confused, and that's quite right.
On the Hour with Christopher Morris.
I'm Christopher Morris, for it is I. Tonight's sizey stories.
The headlines.
19 in fog-bound bakery collision. Dinosaurs died out on a Tuesday, claim experts. And where now for 107 of Ridley's children?
On the Hour.
Plus, coming up, Bush in televised appeal for updated Pentagon office equipment.
Send more money. Send more dough. Let's get the facts.
And the Queen Mother speaks openly for the first time of her relationship with John Major.
He's good round the place. So I find him a breath of fresh air. He's good to work with. He's very enthusiastic. And, you know, I'm delighted for the boy. He's come from nowhere. He's made good. And I wish him all the very best at Chelsea.
And the news tonight is read by the continuity announcer.
Over 700 people have been killed this weekend in a dramatic reconstruction of the Anglo-Saxon battle at Rempe in Essex. The event was organised by the Soiled Nut Society, who like to reconstruct battles between defending King Stitt of Canugalegging and the invading Viking Whalecock, who sacked the town in 991 BC. Things just got out of hand, said the chairman. One minute everyone was having fun in their costumes, the next there was blood and entrails flying through the air and landing on my face. More deaths are expected tonight. Survey news, and cream is good for you if you're left-handed, according to a survey in this week's Which Survey magazine. The report says that apparently cream is good for you if you're left-handed.
The news. Time now for Sports Desk with Alan Partridge, and you're a bit of a cream man, I understand, Alan.
I certainly wouldn't say no, a bit of the old cream, certainly, and I know a lot of people say, hold on with the cream there. Not so good for the old ticker, but I certainly say give us another spoon of cream.
Do you drink it out of a cup?
Out of a cup? I don't know. Certainly if there's a bit of a trifle at the bottom, I'd probably say put some cream on that, please. Or probably. And probably have a few more if I was really hungry.
This is Sports Desk. I'm Alan Partridge. And transfer news. Arsenal have bought a special Letraset Action transfer pack, which includes an alien landscape and a set of 15 transfer figures of spacemen and monsters. It's great, says manager George Graham. It gives us the chance to create our own alien world with men and monsters depicted in battle or at rest as we imagine it. Title contenders Liverpool manager Graham Souness says he's not worried by this development, arguing that his multi-million pound signings of Dean Saunders, Mark Wright and the real Ghostbusters fridge magnet should put them in contention at the end of the season.
On the Hour, rich pickings at the media events interface.
It's 8:30 past 0303.
On the Hour.
Time now.
On the Hour.
For Gruh.
On the Hour.
Een Desk.
Green Desk.
Events Diary. A large jug of organic water is on display in Frettenham by the town clock. Visitors are requested to enter by the side.
Green Desk.
The Oxford University Animal Research Department finally admitted to satisfied anti-vivisectionists that there was no need for their cruel experiments on animals. But the protesters' faces fell at the news that the university intended to continue with the experiments just for a laugh.
Environmental news. If it's green, we'll cover it.
Rosie May with Green Desk, and remember, at this time of year, not everything is green.
at home.
The M25 is missing today. The controversial road system, famed for its long delays and traffic congestion, vanished earlier this morning. Police say this is just the latest in a spate of serious road thefts and have issued a description of a man seen by local residents yesterday scraping the surface of the road with a spoon. With me to discuss the issue is Transport Police Officer Mark Plimmer. Good evening.
Good evening.
Mark Plimmer. The time is 2:28. Now this week's special report, which squints at how the recession has hit the centuries-old family matchmaking firm of Barton's Matches. Susan Chaffinch went up to Brainsbury to visit the Barton's factory and watch it sack all its employees. There she met the owner, Sir Gerald Barton, but her report opens with the voice on tape of her asking to Gavin Trawl, the company's London marketing consultant, what he was doing for the company, Barton's Matches, to her question. Who in sodomy wrote that?
What are you actually doing for Barton's Matches?
Don't know where to start. Lots. What I did was I got rid of the gruffers. Now, I know you're going to say, what are gruffers, Gav? Well, they're the men who attach the sandpaper to the boxes. And I thought, why? What are they doing? You know, and I, you know, quite brutally, but, you know, you've got to be brutal to be, well, to be brutal, really. And I got rid of them all, sacked them, in fact, fired them, said ciao, and hired a Belgian firm of hairdressers. Why? People say, Gavin, why? And I say, simple. They're not experienced, but they are a lot cheaper.
For Sir Gerald, the Barton's collapse is overshadowed by more personal tragedy. There was an accident, Sir Gerald, last year involving a small boy at Matchland.
Matchland is a theme park, and the idea was to reproduce exact replicas of every capital city of Europe in matches. Not actual size, obviously. And this young lad was in Rome. He got a bit excited. He was a Catholic family. They got a bit excited at the Vatican. His mum had some cooking oil in her shopping bag. And one thing led to another. The oil spilt over the Vatican. We have a mock pope who waves a sort of matchstick about. It's rather moving. They got a bit excited and the dad lit a fag and there was a kerfuffle. And the whole of Rome, and Venice as well, in fact, went up. And half of Amsterdam. And the lad got caught in the blaze and got singed.
Apparently there was a relaunch with Barton's Matches only a month ago. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The idea was a TV campaign which involved two muscular young people striding through a sea of flame, clutching a huge sword, and suddenly a huge flaming bee emerges from under their feet and flowers and trees burst into blossom all around them. Fantastic, stupendous.
Did it up the sales figures at all?
Well, you know, if you want a straight answer, then I'm not your man.
Why do you think, Gavin, that sales did plummet after this relaunch campaign?
Well, in this, in the commercial, we kind of were subliminally saying, you know, buy this product, but didn't say it in a straightforward, buy this product kind of Anglo-Saxon English kind of scenario. We forgot to mention the matches.
How has all this affected your lifestyle, Sir Gerald?
We lived in a very, very nice house, very big house, lots of grounds. And fortunately, in the grounds, we took the provision of building a sort of a lodge where we kept tools. It's a sort of wooden lodge, a lodge-like shed. And we've been camping there recently. It's quite comfortable there.
Do you have electricity and running water?
We have running water from there's a bucket and there's a pond.
But what does the Barton's collapse mean for Sir Gerald's employees? I talked to Lionel Cosgrave, a 52-year-old unskilled blue-collar worker.
Well, technically speaking, my title is the urine man. Basically, I come into the factory at 6 a.m. and I come and lie consecutively in the urinals, starting with the small boy's urinal and then gradating to the other three urinals. And then if there is any urine on the floor or in the cubicles or on the cubicle seats, I can lie on them. Every day is different. I want you to understand that.
Sir Gerald, Lionel Cosgrove has been an employee of yours for over 40 years. Are you actually aware of his job?
Oh, aye, Lionel. He's urine man. He's the best. He's top notch. Why, do you have a problem with that, do you? Something you don't like with your southern ways?
Well, a man who lies in urine all day for a job, I don't really call that a job.
Well, nobody asked you.
I'd like to stress that we urine men are very proud. You know that you've done your job well if you're not noticed as a urine man. I'm sure there are other jobs like that, like street cleaners or theatrical designers.
Great bloke, kind of bloke that, you know, companies are built on. I remember going down into the toilet and having a bit of a good old laugh with him and then saying, "Pooh, I've got to get out of here." But I haven't left him out. No. He certainly is, you know, he's paramount in my mind. And believe me, he won't have a job on Monday.
Susan Chaffinch there with those 4 minutes.
On the Hour never balks at issues from which other news programmes might well shrink.
News now. And we've just received this SOS message. Will Hippolyta Loudbasket, currently on holiday in Uxbridge, please get in touch with a doctor? You are seriously ill. And we're receiving news that gold fever has broken out in the Midlands after the discovery of large quantities of the valuable metal in the River Trent. Water supplies are being exhausted as millions of bounty hunters leave their taps running in the hope that large chunks of bullion will fall out and make them rich. If you want to know more information, phone the Trent Water Authority and say, "I'd like to know how to get gold out of my water." After the break, why the town of Dunstable is suing Tony Gubber for its lost stables. But first, this week's audio pullout. The next few minutes of airtime have been bought by Tab FM, the American station run by the Seventh Tabernacle Church of Reformed Adventists.
The Tab, the official organ of the Seventh Tabernacle Church of Reformed Adventists. The Tab.
Hey, you, young person, what do you think you're doing?
There is nothing to do. None of the square grown-ups care about us kids. What's the blinking point?
But there are some grown-ups who care.
There are?
Yes, and they've organized a meeting for all young people with rock and roll sounds, cakes and fizzy drinks.
Fabo, where is it?
It's at the Seventh Church of Reformed Adventists, Peckham High Street, right by the laundry.
Oh no, a church? Boring.
No, it isn't.
Oh, all right, you've talked me into it. But what will this meeting involve?
Young people, dancing and singing to the beat of the Goombe dance band, painting murals about their lives and experiences on walls, not being hassled by adults, unless they really step out of line in some way, playing ping pong and wearing whatever clothes they like, even slacks. It's up to you. Then after, we'll talk about God for a couple of hours. But it'll be interesting and fun, though.
Yeah, it's just the kind of thing I'd choose to do if I had any choice I wanted. Oh, but hold on. My friends will call me dull.
Don't worry about what they say. It's you who's important. And in any case, they are the whorish sons of Satan who are going to burn in hell.
Oh, great. Well, I guess I'll see you at the meeting.
Protect your property. Protect your family. Protect your faith. Ward off homosexuals and liberals with this. The Seventh Tabernacle Church of Reformed Adventists liberal and homosexual scaring device. Scares liberals and homosexuals and consistently repeats the warning.
Liberals and homosexuals, go away. Liberals and homosexuals, go away.
Can you afford to be without it?
$45.89 only, the price of security.
The beginnings of the planet Earth as the heathen unbelievers would have us think it was. Giant fire-breathing lizards, flying shark-toothed air-snakes, and an eel with the head of an otter. It certainly seems foolish to us who know the truth about how God created the whole of everything in 6 days. And how did these unenlightened dunces convince themselves of their so-called theory?
Well, they found dinosaur bones in the ground and frozen mammoths in the ice. And, I mean, there's reams of scientific and geological evidence to prove that the world is, in fact, millions of years old.
It could almost be a sketch by Kenny Everett. Can't they just understand that it was God who put this supposed evidence there as a sort of joke? And to test us, of course. To make sure we really believe properly through faith and mysterious things, not because of seductive evidence and the harlot proof. Because if you are a god, that's the sort of thing you like to do, because you can.
Hey, buddy, got a light?
Yes, my friend. This lighter is the light of faith. See how it shines.
Wowie zowie!
The Light of Life lighter. Only $21.25. Not to be used for lighting cigarettes, the amusement of devils.
Power of the Spirit. Transparent cling film. You can't see it, but it's there.
$13.28.
People doing sin. The fools. Don't they know what's going to happen? Haven't they read the revelation of St. John? He says,
in the year 1999, the world will be run by a computer called Satan, a clever concealment of the name Satan. And then a huge spaceship piloted by angels will descend from the skies, and all the good people will be sucked into it. And the bad people will be attacked by radioactive weevil insects and invisible vampires and be spun into a giant web and have their blood sucked out slowly by others. And I'd like to see them sin after that.
Yes, it's all there in St. John. The only way to save your soul is to join our church and book your place on board the Saucer by ringing 0893-77666. Reservations $300,000 or $500,000 for first class.
On the hour, the audio pullout is now complete.